Everyone, and welcome to episode 372 of the 8-Bit Geek. If this is your first time with us, let me explain what this show is like. It's a lot like a fireworks show. The anticipation is high. You get together with friends, you know, you chat, you cook out, talk about how amazing the show will be. Non-COVID, of course, because if you're getting together, you're a piece of shit.
Sorry?
Nothing. You know, you spend time getting drinks together, you know, you get a blanket out to sit on, you get your cooler filled, you know, grab whatever you need, and you head out. You deal with sitting in traffic, looking for a parking spot, walking about a fucking mile to where you're going to set up, find that perfect spot, only to watch a show that doesn't last long, and you're left asking, "That's it?" I'm Jeremy, and with me today are two men who once put firecrackers up their bums.
I'm Ryan.
God. I'm Jeremy.
He's not again. here to disprove me.
He just pops up in the chat. Hey.
Hey. Yeah. I told you that in confidence.
We did not do anything for 4th of July. We went on a walk around the pond, and then we went home and just enjoyed the air conditioning and not the 90% humidity that was, here in Texas. And we missed out on all the traffic, like I had said in the intro, like all that stuff, just to watch a fucking stupid show. I guess it's fun. It's a good tradition. But I don't know if you guys go and watch fireworks or not, but we do every year. But of course, we're not doing it this year because we're sane and we're not crazy people. So you guys,
we used to, when we lived in an apartment complex, we did, cause you couldn't see anything from the apartment complex. So when we got our house, we were in perfect range. Like, we're right off the highway. So a lot of people were launching them near that. So it was, yeah, we could just sit in our own backyard, which we did last weekend, and it was great. It was really relaxing. Except till they kept going till about 2 a.m., assholes. And then all of a sudden, like an hour later, Kansas City was basically like Silent Hill. It was super foggy, just going throughout, and all it smelled, you just smell all the gunpowder and shit.
I love that smell.
It's crazy.
I'm guessing by Doug's silence that he just doesn't celebrate 4th of July at all.
No, why would I? Fuck this country.
Oh!
Well, happy Monday, everybody.
Oh, that's a hot take coming in early.
I'm just kidding. No, we used to go out to some friends' houses out in, like, you know, middle of nowhere. About, I don't know, really only about 10 minutes from where I'm living now. But, like, they're outside of the city, so all their neighbors would shoot off fireworks constantly. And so we used to go do that and, you know, watch the show. And then also, like, you know, our families would buy fireworks also. But we didn't do that this year because, yeah, I mean, COVID. And, like, the past few years we've gone to my parents' house and stuff. And they've gone out to our family friend's house. But with the Ollie and stuff, they're in bed by 8. Mm-hmm. Like, and they don't give a shit right now. I mean, I'm sure Ollie would enjoy it. But, I mean, again, he's asleep. Mm-hmm. Or supposed to be, but especially by the time the fireworks start, because, you know, they're not starting till like 9:30 at this point because of how bright it is.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, then they go till about 4 fucking a.m. and you're like, God damn it. So we just hung out and I played video games, and
I sometimes wish that we're more like L.A. and Oakland. I mean, I'm sure everybody has seen the videos by now about what those cities look like when it's 4th of July. Just incredible. And the whole city just lights up. You know, that seems a lot of fun.
Yeah, and, except, you know, it's super fucking illegal there, just like it is here, because it's dry as shit. And they were literally, like, posting, like, please stop shooting off fireworks. Like, all of our fire, like, station crews are out. This is how many calls they've responded to in the last hour. And it was, like, 69 tree fires. like 39 house fires. It was just like I'm going to burn the city down and not over a protest this time.
Truth. Yeah. Well, another holiday is coming past. My son celebrated his birthday on Sunday. He turned 13 yesterday. I officially have a teenager in the house, which is really fucking crazy to say and to think about. You know, it's all fun and games until they're 13. Like, you just, it's like one of those things where you don't, I mean, you still feel kind of old, but it's, you start to feel real old when you say teenager.
Yeah.
You know? So it's wild. But he got everything he wanted for his birth. Well, yeah, he saved up his money for a lightsaber that he wanted, and it hasn't been in stock for months. So he's been doing chores, and he saved up $200 doing chores. It took him a very long time, and he actually did it. And today he runs in. He's like, "Dad, it's in stock!" And I was like, well, everything's working out for you, huh?
Mm-hmm.
For the most part.
That's awesome.
He's a happy camper with all that, so.
Good.
But let's get into it. Let's get into the show. And if you like what we're talking about, if you like what we're saying and speaking and throwing at you, you can always jump over to our website, which has links to a lot of stuff. www.the8bitgeek.com. You'll find links to our other show, 8-Bit Saga. It's a wonderful, wonderful D&D podcast that is set in the Star Wars universe. Sorry. And Doug's like, get it out.
No.
Yeah, wait, find it.
I know we haven't played since like March 7th, but you remember what the show's about, right?
Yeah. And you know, it's got a great cast. It's got an even better DM. Don't tell him I said that. And you can find all info over there to give it a shot. You can also jump over to our Discord, where you can talk to people who are like-minded, who like the things that you like, who want to hang out, grab a drink, social distance yourself on the internet. Use it. Come chill with us over on Discord. You can also find a link to our Patreon over there. And what's great about Patreon? Well, we give you more content for pennies on the dollar. Actually, no, it's just $5 or more. But for those dollars, we're going to give you a whole bunch of content. You're going to get The Diner, which is a daily show with Doug, Kevin, and myself. You'll also get some other stuff that we throw at your way, extended episodes and all that. So if you want to see the show grow, if you want to help us out and throw us $5 or more, you're more than welcome to do that at Patreon. We appreciate everybody who does do that. And next week we'll be reading off all of our Patreons, because we haven't done that this month, so we'll make sure to make that a priority next week. So we'll get your names spoken, and you'll be famous, because that's what happens. And now, without further ado, we bring you Amazon Adventures. It's a little segment where we read out funny reviews that we find on Amazon, and sometimes they're gross, sometimes they're inappropriate, but they're always brought to you by Amazon, who are not a sponsor. Not a sponsor.
Not.
Doug, what do you got this week?
This week I have a review for a short sword.
Okay.
Sword. Oh, sorry, that reminded me of that fucking SNL skit. I'll take Eshwords for 1,000. That's swords. Or does it take swords? And it's like, that's S words. It doesn't matter. Anyways, it's a verified purchase. 5 stars. Titled, "This Gnome Slaying Machine Saved My Life." Many gnomes have died at the edge of this weapon. Considering the price, I was a tad concerned on the durability of the blade when penetrating gnome flesh.
God.
Wow.
But it held diligently. Surprisingly balanced and good for throwing in a pinch. This happened to save my life. During one of the daily crusades against me by the gnomes who lived in my trees, I was injured after slaying 34 of their ilk. One of the alpha gnomes, quote unquote, charged me. I wasn't sure what to do as due to as the injuries.
Obviously. Okay,
there needs to be like a comment. I wasn't sure what to do as due to the injuries I sustained limited my mobility in my left arm, not allowing me to hold a shield or dirk. Fighting an alpha gnome one-handed would be no easy task. However, there was no running or hiding. He had my scent and I could feel his murderous intent. I had to catch him off guard. He was about 35 feet from me, teeth bore, foaming at the mouth, wooden spear in hand. He looked confident. He was aware of my injuries and no doubt was looking to take full advantage of them. In one fluid motion, I arose from my knelt resting position into a throw that I put all my weight into. The gnome had no time to react, and the blade caught him in the abdomen and penetrated clean to the handle. He fell. I unlodged my weapon and went about my day. 5 out of 5. Good gnome slayer. 14 people found this helpful.
Wow.
Today I learned that gnomes live in the trees.
I mean, I guess I can live anywhere. The fuck do
true,
I know?
True. True, true, true. All right. Mine is for a Google T4000 ES Nest Thermostat E Smart Thermostat.
Okay.
From Deb. Nice. 5-star review.
Nice.
Easy to install, and I love being able to adjust my thermostat remotely. No, I'm not a bot. Yes, this is a real review. Penis.
Well.
What?
Didn't expect that ending.
Especially since it's from someone named Deb.
Yeah. But then Deb backwards is bed. Penises go in beds. Dun, dun, dun. Okay.
Speaking of beds.
Speaking of beds. Bed sheets. I've got some bed sheets this week. And let me tell you, they are better than lying naked on a bearskin rug. Trust me. I live that life. Now, this is a 5-star verified purchase. It comes in the silver color and gray. And also, my husband was very wary before getting these because we were told that silk satin sheets show and stain when you sweat. I sweat a lot. However, despite the fact that we both sweat more than a Catholic priest at a boys' summer camp, god damn it, we decided to go for it. We absolutely love these sheets more than an Irishman loves his beer. God damn it, this is problematic. But I do love my beer. But it is hard to remove ourselves from our silky heaven that we call our bed. If you are wanting terrible quality, go somewhere else. Quality here is better than Walter White's meth. I know. Check out the teeth. A wise man once said, just do it. Nike? As you should, just do it. Now, addition, if you are a woman and don't shave your legs until the skin comes off and you get prickly, you can cause the fabric to toughen up. Same if you have really gross feet and long toenails. 347 people found this helpful somehow.
It's gross and funny at the same time and problematic.
Yeah, I was going to say 340 people found this problematic.
All right. Listen, guys.
Listening.
You know how it is. The movie industry shut down.
Yep.
We have nowhere to go to see them.
Sure don't.
So who do we turn to?
I don't know. You tell me.
Walmart.
What? Never. Never have I ever in my life turned to Walmart for movies.
Well, you will now because Walmart is... It sounds like we're doing an infomercial for this. Well, you will now because Walmart is turning some of its parking lots into drive-in theaters.
Because their parking lot's always so huge. Why not, I guess?
Yeah. And also, I mean, they technically have a concession stand built in.
They technically do, yes.
Like, okay, cool. So I'm here for the movie. What do I need? Let me order it through their app real fast and have it delivered to my car.
That's awesome.
So, bags of candy, bags of chips,
popcorn.
Sodas, popcorn. They most likely have a McDonald's.
Like, hold on. Speaking of popcorn, can I tell you guys that, you know, speaking of movies as well, but we've all been missing kind of popcorn at the movies. I don't know about you guys, but I fucking love popcorn at the movies. Mm-hmm. So I was dying for it. And, you know, bagged popcorn in a box into your microwave, it just doesn't cut it. It just tastes different, right? So I was like, how do I rectify this? Mm-hmm. Went on Amazon. I did a little bit of research. I found the actual powder that's used at Cinemark and other major chains around. Because all these fancy ones now, like all the ones that serve food, they don't use this stuff. They do their own kind of shit. Like, I don't know what they do, but they do more like a gourmet popcorn kind of stuff. But the regular chains, AMC and all that, still use this stuff. And okay. So I bought some of that. I bought a rotary turning popcorn machine thing. I didn't buy the big one because I don't have space in my house for it. Like, because I tried to talk Ashley into it. I was like, can I just buy the big machine that it pops, you fill the bag, all that shit? She was like, absolutely not. So I got one of the stovetop ones. So it doesn't have the big thing, but I can still do it. It's good. It's got a hand crank. I bought the oils for it. I bought everything. I bought I bought from Franklin's. Franklin's Popcorn Company is where I got most of my stuff. They don't sell the actual powder because that stuff is or they don't do the topping either oil, but that stuff is like commercial. So I mean, Amazon has it, but you can buy either a $12 pack of it and it's about this big, or you could buy it in like a 50-pound barrel. So
that's what the movie theaters buy.
So I bought one. I picked it up and
the barrel.
Bought one barrel.
So I picked up the barrel. It was only $500. So I picked up the $12 one. It'll last a lifetime, I think. But
yeah,
I picked it
up. On Colin's like wedding day. You're gonna be like, this here's my popcorn powder. Pass down. Use this for your movie nights.
There's still half a pack.
Still pass it down, and then pass it down to your children and the children's children. This is the Jones family popcorn powder.
And he looks at me, he's like, Dad, this expired 4 years ago.
It's powder. How bad could it get?
It's still delicious, although I can't taste much.
I'm old now, this theoretical future we're talking about.
I'm glad that Colin's getting married at like 70 and I'm like 90 years old.
Well, I mean, you know, it's not for everyone at first, you know, he's got to sow his oats or whatever.
His
they
royal
say.
Oats.
Yeah. He's got to, you know, he's got a life to live.
Yep.
Doesn't need to be tied down. He's his own man.
So I get this popcorn. I make it. We do a couple test batches because I put in too much salt the first time. But the house smells just like a movie chain. The popcorn tastes incredible. It tastes just like it. I'm so happy with that. So back to our story.
But here's a question though. But did you go for the full effect and did you like a couple days before every day spill just a little bit of soda and then not clean it up? That way by movie day you got a sticky floor.
Also, when I eat my popcorn, I make sure to just drop a ton onto the floor.
Like and fucking then, Cookie Monster.
Just leave it there when you're done.
And then I'm like, and then when I come in the next day, I'm like, why isn't the cleaning crew cleaned up this mess yet? Like, who am I going to have to talk to?
Yeah, and then Ashley just shoots daggers at you. Meanwhile, Colin's there and he's got a little vest on and he's ready to get sweeping because he's got to make money for that fucking lightsaber.
That's true.
He's like, I'm ready, Dad.
He's got that flashlight to show people to his seats in the dark.
The little fez hat thing. He's ready to fucking go. Who's like a Shiner?
Oh, Shriner. My God.
Shriner?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. And he's like, tickets, please. Like, oh, I didn't. I don't have a ticket. Well, get out. Go buy a ticket. He's also selling the tickets.
$5 for the ticket.
He's double dipping. He's charging for the popcorn that I'm making.
I was going to say, he makes his money in the concessions, really.
Yeah. He's like, I got to pay the house for the movies. So
He goes like Chud Fu. He buys all his movie snacks there, and then he upscales them at home and sells them to you guys.
Oh, man. So Walmart has a great idea. They're actually teaming up with the company that puts on Tribeca Film Festival. And so they're going to open up 130 locations to do this. So be pretty neat, I guess. It'll be in Texas, California, Massachusetts. That's how it's pronounced. You know that.
All
and elsewhere. So, speaking of more movie chains, Alamo Drafthouse is moving to large-scale layoffs in a devastating step. Okay. So they are laying off 80% of its corporate staff and virtually all theater staff members. And, they were furloughed until the end of April, so that way their health coverage was taken care of. So they went as long as they could before it was really going to start affecting them. And, you know, it sucks to hear that this happens, but at the same time, it's either let people go fully and survive because movie theaters are, on the outs. They are really struggling, and they're going to start struggling the longer and longer this goes on. And like we talked about a few weeks ago, we may see a huge change in the movie theater landscape when all of this comes back. It's going to be Alamo. When they do open, it'll probably be very limited staff. They'll be able to operate with, since everything is cooked before the movie and it's all prepaid and everything. I would guess that you wouldn't need a lot of staff to cook there, probably half your staff there. And then you'd probably only need 25% of your staff to bring food and stuff to the theaters because you're only letting in so many people into the theater to watch the movie to begin with.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see who survives this, but it's sad to hear that so many people are losing their jobs. So we wish them the best. I hope if any of you are listening, that you land on your feet and you find something quickly, because I know that we're about to be in hell as well with people who rent and getting evicted. So we're about to go through that. So best of luck to everybody. We wish nothing but the best.
Yeah.
There is a new TV series coming to Amazon, and guys, it's Fallout. I don't know if you heard this. Breaking news. No, didn't hear it.
Jay Leno.
Yeah, no, you hear that? You hear about it? We heard about it.
I saw the teaser and I was hyped.
You mean the teaser that just?
It just showed the TV.
Just showed the TV.
The Sleet Standby. Is playing the music, but it gets you hyped knowing that there's something new from Fallout on the horizon, and thankfully it's not just like a Fallout 76 DLC or something like that.
Okay, but
how do you know it's not?
Yeah, how do you know? Like, I was gonna say, how do you feel
Amazon's
developing it. How do you feel about getting charged per episode? And or per minute?
Per minute watched.
Yeah, it's like the first 5 minutes they give you, and they're like, would you like to continue this DLC? Because the first episode's free. That's the main game. And then everything else is just DLC. How do you feel about that?
I don't know. I feel bad. You fall asleep. Like, if it's per minute, you fall asleep on the couch. And just wake up. It's like a really crazy bill.
You're screwed.
Mm-hmm.
Damn you, Fallout!
They're reportedly making it a 400 episode season just for that reason. Just in case you fall asleep and you wake up the next morning. You owe $5,000.
How do you get through 400 episodes in a
It fast forwards on purpose. It can see. It when can you're tell watching.
Yeah, your yeah. smart TV will know when yeah. you're.
Don't
sleeping.
Ask questions like that, Kev. It completely destroys the narrative. Okay. here's a deal of the century, and I'm sure that I'm sure everyone's jumping on this one. So the DC Universe, their subscribers are being offered an HBO Max deal. So if you're paying $14.99 a month for DC Universe, you can pay an extra $5 a month to get HBO Max, or you can just cancel DC Universe and get HBO Max for $14.99 and have everything.
Yep.
It's dumb. Why do they make this so difficult?
They can't admit defeat, I guess. I don't know. But
I guess maybe not everything on DC Universe is available on Max right now.
Is it? Because what would they have that they're offering?
Let's go look at HBO Max and see what's going on.
Check out the list.
Universe exclusives. Let's just look that up.
Okay. So, oh, God.
Exclusive shows. Okay. So, Titans, Harley Quinn, Young Justice, Swamp Thing, and. Okay. None of this is exclusive. There's nothing here, man. The Harley Quinn, I guess, the cartoon. That's the only thing that's.
That's going to be on HBO Max. That's what June Love is saying.
Oh, God. Yeah, that, I don't.
But
I don't,
is it yet? All right. I'm trying to look at this, but I may have to move. Sorry, guys. You're going to see some HBO Max here in a second.
Nice.
Uh-oh. Well, there's a takedown.
Sorry, I'm covering up the. Well, because I'm looking, so like, okay, so Titans isn't on HBO.
But nobody cares about that anymore.
Apparently season 2 is really good, and apparently, I guess season 3 starts soon.
Have you watched it?
No, of course not.
Okay.
But I want to, because apparently season 2 is great.
I heard it wasn't.
Season 2? No. So Doom Patrol, obviously, is on there. But that's
Swamp it. Thing is coming to... Swamp Thing is coming to the CW.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, everybody, because I'm covering our cameras with them. Their website just doesn't scale to when you scale your browser window, so it's a little annoying. Yeah.
I guess you still get access to all the DC comics, but don't they have a separate? Can't you just subscribe to comics like the
no, I think they got rid of the. I thought they got rid of the comic thing, and they put it into the DC Universe thing.
Is it?
No, I thought so. But the Batwoman's on here though. You can watch the first season of Batwoman and Joker and Justice League and all the Lego stuff and all the animated shit and Shazam and Suicide Squad and the old Supergirl. But did y'all and Watchmen? God, Watchmen was so good.
I guess still gotta watch. I watched the first episode. Gotta go back.
So they have Batwoman, but where's like Legends? Again, I'm not looking at the whole thing, so maybe I'm just not seeing it.
Yeah. Oops,
sorry, guys. Covering the screen again. L. No, just a whole Lego. No Legends. No Legends. No Flash.
You can
no
get.
Arrow.
No, it looks weird. Like. It looks like you can get the digital subscription for $7.99 a month or $74. I guess that's the universe, huh? DC Universe. Is that how much they charge? $7.99? I quoted at $14.99. I'm sorry. I apologize. So it's a little bit cheaper. So I guess it's an all right deal. HBO Max is how much? So I guess if you're really into comics, like, it's $14.99 for HBO Max.
Oh, man, I closed. Oh, dang it. Closed our notes on accident. I didn't mean to do that.
So.
How am I going to know what we're talking about? Well.
So it's an all right deal. Like, I guess if you're into the comics, there's nothing else that they offer that would really pull you towards DC Universe. Like, there's just nothing. But, you know. Constantine is rumored to be in development at Warner Brothers.
Nice.
And there's also talk that J.J. Abrams is not getting... Is he involved in this? God, I read his name on it. I thought it was. But I do know that they're talking about possibly Keanu Reeves coming back as well. But these are all...
That'd be cool.
These are all just rumors. But I would be all in. So.
Be honest. Gavin Rosdale did a pretty fucking good job in Constantine. Like, I did not expect him to be that good. The guy from Bush. I forgot who he played, but like his character. But he did really well. He did a great acting job in that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Abrams was working on the Justice League Dark for HBO Max, which has Constantine in it.
Which also has Constantine.
Why would you not bring back Matt Ryan? He's been fucking Constantine for like 8 years at this point.
Mm-hmm.
He had his own goddamn Constantine TV show. And then they've moved him over to Legends and the Arrowverse.
For some reason, they don't feel that these characters that are on CW can carry a movie, I'm guessing.
It's Matt Ryan.
I know.
He's so good. Especially as Constantine, because he actually looks like John Constantine.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I mean, to say he's a white, blonde, British man. So he fits the role perfectly. Also, I just really like Matt Ryan because he's also the voice of Edward in Assassin's Creed Black Flag.
Oh, well, there you go. That's the true motive right there.
I just really like Assassin's Creed Black Flag because pirates.
Guys, are you interested? You want more Office?
The Office?
The Office, the show. Do you want more of it?
I mean, of course, but with the caveat, I feel like we're going to come with a curse here.
Well, do I got a deal for you? All you got to do is go to Kickstarter, okay, and join Leslie David Baker's Kickstarter to have a spinoff called Uncle Stan. Now, he is getting away with this because he's making no references to Stanley, The Office, or anyone in the show. So there's no mention of, because, you know, The Office, Stanley, and all that's owned by NBC. But saying Uncle Stan and playing the same character could work. And that's what he's attempting to do. So he started a Kickstarter, and it's the story follows Stanley, who's retired to Florida, but returned to Scranton, several years after the retirement. He's pulled back in from his nephew, Lucky, who owns a motorcycle repair / flower shop in L.A., and Uncle Stan finds himself dishing out all types of support and guidance. His character really works in like smaller doses, right? Could we watch a Stanley standalone show?
I mean, I'd watch him as an actor do a standalone show. I don't know if it has to be about Stanley, especially if they can't make any references to The Office or anything. What's the point? You know?
Well, no, I agree. It's just that the character that is, he's so funny because he just doesn't give a shit about anything. And like, you know, like.
It'd still be that. I mean, he doesn't have to not play that character. He just doesn't have to name him Stanley or whatever. Or he can do whatever he wants to his show. But I mean, I don't think he has to use The Office as an excuse. I think he would be fine on his own. I could see where he's going because it would attract people who want that. But I feel like he's kind of set himself up for disaster on that, you know?
Yeah, I think that NBC will come around and shut it down anyways.
Yeah, but I mean, I would watch it.
I'd give it a shot.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, no.
All right. So listen, every once in a while, we think that we are done with a guest on the show. You know, like how many times can someone come back? But Palmer Luckey seems to be one of those guys who just won't like die off. And I don't say that in like actual death. I'm just saying that he's been kind of exposed as a fraud, but he somehow still keeps getting these deals and this money and starts these startups that somehow succeed. I don't get it, but let's find out from the source what's going on with him. Everybody, welcome to the show, Palmer Luckey.
He didn't show up. From what I understand, so listen, he just started this new business, right? All about surveilling the border. Well, apparently he was on the other side of the border and he got arrested for trying to cross back into the United States. And since he's Palmer Luckey, all he had on was a floral print t-shirt, cargo shorts and sandals. And he didn't have anything else. Like no wallet, no ID, no passport. So from what I understand, he's currently locked inside of a cage along with all the other individuals who have been arrested at the border somewhere in South Texas. I don't know. I mean, it's just what I'm hearing.
It's just what you're hearing, huh?
Yeah.
That's the word on the street. It just came out on Twitter. Check out.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it's a lot. And you know, since he can't prove that he's an American citizen or has any, you know, I guess, quote, right to be here, that they, like, he doesn't have access to a lawyer or anything. So, and from what they're saying, I think they're going to deport him to like Guatemala or some shit. I don't know. So it's crazy.
It is crazy. It's such a shame. It's such a shame. We had so much to discuss with his new venture. He'll be,
when he comes back, I bet he's going to have a hell of an adventure story.
If he ever comes back.
Oh, let's hope not.
Well,
he makes me miss Marky.
Let's talk about Atari, I guess. son of a bitch. Atari's new console. Atari's new console is coming, guys. It's launching this fall. If you didn't know, it's going to take on Microsoft, Sony, Microsoft, and Sony.
Soldier Boy.
And Soldier Boy.
And Soldier Boy.
New Soldier Boy system dropping this fall.
I guess not Nintendo. Nintendo's not worried.
They don't give a shit.
No, none of them do. Honest to Christ. Can you imagine Matt Booty, Phil Spencer, and the people at Sony or whatever? Like oh, God. Guys. Like, okay, so they're all sitting there, they're having a meeting or whatever, blah, 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 talking about all their new consoles coming out, and like an intern busts through the door. And he's like, guys! Atari's coming out with the new console! And then freaking out about it? It doesn't make sense.
The entire boardroom starts freaking out, and like, literally on their phones, there's like, someone's lighting a fire in the corner in a trash can and just like dousing all of the PS5 plans. They're like, well, it's down the fucking drain now.
Well, yeah, you see someone just open a window and just walk out.
Someone just shaking in a corner, rocking back and forth.
No, they don't care. No one gives a shit.
Well, guys, you're going to start caring because this thing is called the VCS and it's a console PC hybrid. From the legendary game company.
Aren't all gaming PCs technically a gaming PC hybrid when you can plug and sync up a fucking controller?
He's got a point. What you got, Atari?
Well, guys, I'm here to tell you right now that it's up for pre-order.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be yours for $400.
You have got to be fucking kidding me. This looks like a bulk, like it looks like an upgraded RetroPie. I'm trying to all due respect to RetroPie. That's, but this looks like that.
Chet in the chat says, it wants to take on Microsoft and Sony, but its actual competition will be Stadia.
Guys,
if they're lucky.
All right, listen, I don't know what you guys are so worked up about. Listen to this. This is the features. It comes with the Atari Vault, which includes access to more than 100 home and arcade Atari classics.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And and you can install your own OS using the Atari PC sandbox mode.
Good.
So you can install
Apple
on this
OS 11 and when it comes out.
You can play Steam games on it. Come on, guys. Let's pre-order this thing and give it away.
No.
Community giveaway. Who wants the Atari VCS?
That's a punishment.
It's a fucking straight up punishment.
This is ridiculous. The modern and classic joysticks costing $60 each for a fucking joystick with one button. Oh, Atari, come on. You have failed this world.
Yeah. Also, you can't say
sorry,
that.
I just heard the Arrow theme song start playing. It was really weird.
I know. I was about to tell them. You can't use that saying unless you actually watch a season.
Oh, I didn't even know what I was quoting. I thought I wasn't even quoting anything. I was just thinking of what they really have failed.
You failed this city.
Oh, okay. Atari sucks.
Listen. I don't know if you guys heard about the Facebook thing where all the ad companies who buy. No, hold on. I don't know if you guys heard this thing where Facebook is losing a ton of companies who put ads on their platform. Mm-hmm. But there's big boycotts happening because they're racist pieces of shit who promote racist propaganda.
Yeah. When it was like, hey, don't you have like a moral obligation to not post fake news and stuff and to call that stuff out and like block Trump and all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, no, we don't feel like it's our place to tell people what's real or not or what's real. Or yeah. And it was like, okay.
Yeah. And then
a lot of companies were like, okay.
Yeah.
So we're just going to not. So,
well, PlayStation has joined that boycott, and it has more than 300 participants, and the hashtag for this thing is Stop Hate for Profit. All of a sudden, Facebook, now that they've lost billions of dollars, has all of a sudden become non-racists. They're addressing it, and they're like, oh, we're definitely looking into this. We promise to have conversations about it. It's kind of like Dan Schneider, who is having quotation conversations about changing the Redskins name for the Washington. Wow. So they're having conversations. And what that means is let's just stall, see if this thing blows over and we never have to talk about it again. That's essentially
good luck. It's 2020, and while the media may stop covering stuff, I promise you the world hasn't forgotten.
Mm-hmm. No.
I left Facebook, and I left Instagram this year, months ago, and I have not looked back since. And
it's a shit show, bud. Every time you open it up, it's a new damage report.
I do not. I will not fucking support that fucking company. I just won't. I don't care. It's just they're pieces of shit, so... here's some fun news. Here's something good.
Mm-hmm.
Microsoft is interested in acquiring Warner Brothers Interactive Entertainment. So AT&T, who owns Warner Brothers, is trying to alleviate... Ooh, I burped a little bit in my mouth.
That's where it comes from, yeah.
They're trying to alleviate...
Oh, I burped a little bit in my elbow.
Well, that's where it comes from. They've got $154 billion in debt. And so they're like, how can we get rid of some of this debt? Oh, let's just sell the game company that's making a lot of money.
Jesus, that's a big debt.
Don't worry, they'll get a loan from Trump and everything will be fine.
You're gonna buy out their corporate.
Yeah. So they're looking to sell. It was announced that before Take-Two, EA, and Activision were interested in purchasing, and we all went in text messages, oh God, no. Oh, it'll turn bad. This is bad news.
Take two. I think Take Two was the one that we were like, oh, okay, that's not so bad. Right? Take Two? Take Two is the one that does, aren't they like Borderlands and shit? Don't they do a lot
Take
of those Take
Two is the publisher of that, but they also do NBA 2K. They also do
the 2K series. That's right.
Yeah. So it would be DLC City and all that shit. So
yeah, but I mean, I'm like, again, thinking about, like Borderlands, I guess you do pay for the DLC, but you can get the season pass. But
it's the best. That would have been the best bet, yes.
Yeah, over EA and Activision, absolutely. Because mm-hmm. they wouldn't have had necessarily DLC. They would have had fucking loot boxes.
They would have just showed up to your house with a goddamn ATM machine. Like, here you go. Here's your copy of the game. Insert your card here and keep it there. But now Microsoft is interested, and that would be a huge acquisition. That would put them in a position to put some of these games that Warner Brothers put out as exclusives.
Exclusives. Yeah, mm-hmm. Could you imagine? Like, with Microsoft, the exclusive would probably, for the most part, also end up on the PC side of things.
Right.
So we would benefit in that regard. But God, like, what a kick to the dick for Sony. Not necessarily like, I don't know, Sony probably doesn't care too much, but you know what I mean? Like, your Batman games are now going to be Xbox.
So you would really pick sides, because it would be like, well,
yeah,
Sony has Spider-Man.
I got Spider-Man.
And Microsoft has Batman.
They have Arkham. Yep. Like,
and they'll have Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat. Mm-hmm. And they have the picture here. They have fucking
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings. Mordor. Or, you know, which...
Those are fun games.
They were fun, right? But it's not. That's
Just
not
Cause.
That's
you got your Just Cause series.
Harry Potter.
And there's supposed to be a new Harry Potter
Lego.
Game coming out this year. But so there's still the problem with Harry Potter, which I thought was really interesting. So there was some leaks and stuff about like this Harry Potter game that's been rumored for years. Like, apparently we were supposed to see something this summer. We'll fucking see. And immediately they were like, she had nothing to do with it. Like, this is all WB. Like, she's already got her fucking check. Don't worry about her.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't got no input on this.
Because J.K. Rowling has become such a thorn to her own brand
fan base. Yeah.
So, could you imagine?
Mm. That brings us, Chudfu in the chat says, can you imagine a non-Halo exclusive for Microsoft? Well, you can. Because Microsoft has just announced the Xbox game showcase, which is happening July 23rd. And they're going to be putting this on, and you'll get to see everything Xbox, all the first party titles that I have some insider knowledge, guys, that we're going to see at least 4 first party titles that are exclusive. At least.
And Sea of Thieves 2, The Thievening.
Yeah.
Electric Good Boogaloo.
No, you can't say that. Boogaloo is out the window. You can no longer say Electric Boogaloo.
Why can't you say that?
It was ruined by white supremacists.
Yep, they now refer to, if you see someone talking about the Boogaloo, they're talking about the Second Civil War, in which they tried to overthrow. Everything.
Well, why didn't I get this memo?
I don't know, man. I don't know where you've been under the last month.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that was a trending thing.
That's right. You're not on Facebook anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to deal with that shit posting.
God, I didn't even know this.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I took it. I apologize.
You don't have to apologize.
No. Yeah.
No.
Just know that like they've co-opted that. Like they've co-opted everything else that we love, such as like Nordic mythology. Like, I mean,
they've
you almost can't get
too?
Like you almost, yes, my God, Jesus Christ. Yeah, man, you can't.
It's all ruined.
Talk to B. You know, B's talking about how, you know, I mean, he comes from like a family obviously that was like Nordic. I mean, his last fucking name, right? And he wants to have, and if you've seen Bing, you know what he looks like. He looks like he could have been a Viking.
He looks like a fucking Viking.
Right? But like, you can't, like, he's like, I want to get like a tattoo to, for my Nordic, like, you know, heritage, but you almost can't because it's been co-opted by white supremacists.
Damn it.
Because, yeah, you look at a lot of them, they've got like fucking Thor's hammer and like lightning bolts and stuff, but then their lightning bolts turn into the SS bolts, and then they're just a bunch of fucking white supremacist Nazi assholes.
Why are they taking everything?
Because they're the worst!
They're selfish pricks.
Yeah, because again, they look at the what Vikings were, which were just a blonde-haired, blue-eyed white people, and they're like, oh, it's the master race for the fucking Nazis. They're the worst!
Fuck. All right, well...
How did we get onto the... okay.
Let's get back to
James. He said Boogaloo.
Yeah.
Oh, goddamn.
I said, well, electric. So now the song we can't even sing?
It's electric?
Boogie woogie
the
woogie.
Bus stop or whatever?
Yeah.
Or... It's electric.
They just co-opted the thing. Yeah, because of the whole, like, how it's a joke, the whole, like, you know, whatever, every blah, 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 sequel, yeah, to Electric Boogaloo, that they've just co-opted is that the, to be the sequel to the Civil War.
Fuck.
Is how they're now using it now. Yeah.
All right. Well, damn it. All right. So we're probably going to get a price. We're probably going to get a date because it's getting way too late in the game. Like, we need to know how much these things are going to cost. There's also a rumor that we're going to see a cheaper Xbox Series X, which makes no goddamn sense, but sure, why not?
Cool.
If you want less power, sure, I guess, but it's stupid to do that right now, I guess. I liked what they were doing before. It should just be the Xbox Series X, and then 2 years, this becomes the cheaper model, and you come out with a more powerful model, kind of like how they did with the Pro and the Xbox One X. But hey, what do I know? I don't work in that industry.
Not since the accident.
Nope. We're also getting an Ubisoft event, which is called Ubisoft Forward. That's going to be happening this weekend, July 12th. You're going to be able to get into the... a huge slew of games that they're going to be talking about. Listen, hits like Just Dance 2020, The Division 2.
Really?
Watch Dogs 2. You're going to get that for free.
Oh, for free.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Well,
so that's nice.
It's a great game. If you don't have that game already, you got to get that game. It's so good.
You're going to hear about new hits such as Hyperscape.
Hyperscripts, yeah. What?
And other stuff. So, get ready for that, guys.
All right.
But no, seriously, if you haven't played Watch Dogs 2, you really need to. It was in all three of our top games of 2017. 2018 it came out.
I forget. I think it was like 2015 or 2016 when it came out. Yeah.
No. You lying.
Ooh, I was still living in my first apartment.
Really? Paste link.
But yeah, I loved it. I platinumed that on PlayStation. That was one of the rare games that I platinumed.
PS2? Which game?
Watch Dogs 2.
Yeah, 2016.
Pay attention. Really?
I didn't know if we'd moved on, yeah.
2016. All right, here's something that's fun. NBA 2K21 will, they're raising the price of this game to $70 and for next-gen consoles, which has led the industry to go, huh, that's a great idea. So a lot of people are betting on that everything is going to be $70, which, while I do... I do agree that in the past, raising the price was a good idea. Now I think it's a really shitty move, and I'll tell you why. The invention of DLC and microtransactions and constant live games has put money in these companies' pockets hand over fist and has well paid for anything that you could add a $10 price tag to. So I think it's not needed to raise the prices to $69.
100% agreed. Yeah. I mean, even if, you know, if it's, let's say EA, for example, you know, they're like, oh, we're going to raise the price of of our games. Like, it does, like, just because you release that game, let's say they release, I mean, they are doing that with, like, the Star Wars Squadrons or whatever. Like, that's only going to be, like, $40 versus $60. Mm-hmm. But let's say, like, they have any other game. Like, even if it was something like fucking Madden or the fucking EPL, whatever the fucking soccer game is called. I forget all of a sudden.
FIFA.
UEFA.
Like, yeah, they make hand over fist, like, money off those games and their DLC and their add-ons and all the little shit things that you can buy for the game and their microtransactions or whatever. That, like, they don't need to charge you $60 for those games. So, like, them charging you $70 for the new ones is bullshit. Mm-hmm. Like, and it doesn't make any sense because it's like most of these games are going to be digital. So it's not like we're upping to some new sort of like format, like versus like CD versus tape versus Blu-ray, you know, like how it just got like more expensive as time went on. Mm-hmm. Like, because it was a new technology and then eventually that falls back. Like, I mean, yeah, if they do that, we can expect to see that also. But at the same time, like, you have other means of income. Therefore, you should theoretically instead be offering these games for less. That way you're buying and people buying more product because it's more affordable. Therefore, they are more likely to spend more money down the road on your DLCs and your microtransactions and your stupid bullshit. So, like, yeah, the decision to go to 70 is hindering not only, like, those who maybe don't have $70 or don't want to spend $70, but it's just like, I feel like that's really going to like hinder who's going to buy the game. I mean, literally $10. I mean, already so many people don't buy games at $60 because fuck that. Especially if it's a game that's like, I can wait 6 months when it's 40 instead. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to see a lot more of that too. And again, especially with these games and these studios that can easily afford to fuck off and only charge you $30 because they're making billions every year off of their microtransactions and their in-game content and all that shit. Like, could you fucking imagine if Epic was like, hey, we got this sick new game. All right, $70. And it's like, yeah, but you make billions off of Fortnite every year. Like, you don't need $70 for this game. You your studio has the money. And, like, well, we got to pair people back. Like, you have the fucking money to pay all your employees. That's bullshit.
Yeah. And I think that they see this kind of backlash. I think that what 2K looks at is they're like, okay, well, we offer the $60 option for the regular price game now, but we also offer a $79 premium package. And then we offer a $100 or $120 like package as well. And most people are buying, a good chunk of them are buying the bigger packages and everything. So the deluxes and the fucking collector's editions. So I think that we could justify raising the price to 70, and then we can charge 100 for the deluxe and then 120 or 130 for the collector's edition, and people will buy it. And then they'll turn around and buy even more. There was a story that somebody spent $20,000 in life savings on microtransactions. This kid spent all that of their parents' money and shit like that. I mean, that's somebody just not watching the bank account. But at the same time,
that's also someone putting their kid up for adoption, trying to make that fucking money back. Yeah. Like, you know what? Hey, I'm totally against child slavery, but guess what, bud?
Oh,
I gotta make that $20,000 back.
So I think that this fails hard, especially for people who can only afford one or two games a year, three or four. Now they're going to be able to pick up one or two, and everyone's going to wait for them to go on sale. And Mo will be the only one buying new games. I only say
yeah. I'll be sticking to my subscription based games. If I can get Microsoft, get the Game Pass, get all my stuff on that, jump on Ubisoft, pay $14.99 a month.
See, I don't ever see 2K doing that, though, because they're just like, no, we don't like that model.
We'll be playing 2K games then.
Yeah. Well, I mean, all they have to do is release GTA 5, remember?
Yeah,
for the 15th time. So
I'm so mad. Can we talk about real fast? Red Dead, just real fast.
Sure.
So in Red Dead 2, you guys may remember this, and I don't know if things have changed. Ryan and I were talking about this while streaming. When you're in Rhodes, you meet a guy who's looking for his friend Gavin. You never find Gavin.
Mm-hmm.
as far as I know, even a year out, I was looking up stuff to see if people found him. And even like IGN was like, it's been a year since this game came out. We can't fucking find him. So they looked into the source code of the game. There is no Gavin. Like, he does not exist in the game source code. But he has a voice actor listed for the voice of Gavin. So it means, like, several things in the game, because there was an article about recently even about the amount of stuff that was cut from the game. And the fact that, like, we'll never see any of it because Rockstar doesn't... Rockstar doesn't do DLC for their games anymore. Mm-hmm. It's all just online.
Why should they? Yeah.
Yeah, because again, for this very reason we've been talking about, is like they make more money off of that stuff than they do the DLC or whatever. And so it's just one of those like, what things are we losing from these games? It just pisses me off. Like, yeah, this, you have one of the best games with one of the best settings, and your first one had a bunch of DLC and it was so much fucking fun. Undead Nightmare was one of the best goddamn DLCs I've ever played. It was amazing. And like now they're just refusing to do it. And because they just want to do online stuff. And again, it's one of those things where it's like, well, y'all ain't putting out games every year like you used to. What the fuck are you paying people for? It does not take an entire team to design a fucking heist thing in your game or whatever that you release, you know, for, you know, whatever the month of July or whatever the fuck they're doing, you know, stupid shit like that. Like, it doesn't require an entire team. And maybe that's what they do. They bring in these developers and stuff. They have them work on stuff and then they don't work for 6 months. I don't fucking know. But it's just like, y'all aren't making new games. There's no, I mean, GTA 6 is still at least a year or two out before we hear anything about it. And it's going to be another 4 years before we fucking see the damn thing. Mm-hmm. Like, why aren't y'all supporting your old games? And especially for single player content, like you have a crowd who's hungry for it and will buy it. And it's just obnoxious. And again, with all the stuff that gets cut, it's like you already have stuff that you've made. You just cut it from the game for time or I don't know. It's a fucking video game. Who gives a shit where you cut it? I mean, like, yeah. It's just annoying.
Yeah, it can definitely be that way because it seems like they're all just working on fucking GTA online bullshit because that's where they make their money. Kevin buys those cash cards, the shark cards.
I haven't played GTA. That's been uninstalled because I need room to play Call of Duty.
The fucking game. All right, that's it for our show. I hope that everybody... Oh, big other... before we go. Horizon Zero Dawn is available to pre-order now on Steam. And it's only $50. So you can go do that.
Nice.
Yeah, I saw that. I almost did it, and then I was like, oh, wait.
Uncapped frame rate, too.
Yeah. So, and it's on the top selling list, so keep it up there. Keep buying it, so that way Sony's like, okay, so this does work out. Like, people do want this on PC.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Yeah,
but they're probably, but you know, they're going to get that, and they're going to be like, well, but we only got 80% or whatever. Not even 80%. We only got 70% of the sales.
Yeah.
They're selling it on Epic, too, though. So.
Are they?
Yeah, so they'll make their money on Epic.
And they're going to be like, oh
we only made 80% of our sales.
Oh, shit. All right, that's it for the show. Stick around for a Q&A. My idea was maybe we do the Q&A at the end of the show to make it fun for people who don't get to attend. They can write in on Twitter. They can write in anywhere, on Facebook, on all of our Instagram, whatever. But no one took advantage of that. So, but somebody said, great idea, but then never asked anything. So... If you have any questions, ask them and we'll read them next week. We'll see how this goes. If not, then we'll just save it for the end of the show and it'll stay where it's at. So stay tuned. Q&A. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit.